1994, and we were coming back from Russia on a missions trip. He spoke to my heart and told me that one day I'd be on the streets of New York City.
Hallelujah.
And it happened on Friday.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
And plus, brought 24 other people with myself, and just praise God for them. The Bible says, follow me as I follow Christ, as Paul told different churches. And I have a lot of followers of Jesus Christ following me, and they followed me to New York.
Amen.
Praise God. I'm really blessed to be here. The Lord was just speaking to my heart as I was sitting here. A lot of times when I go places, I remember the first time I went to South America in 1989, and when I left that country, I was just weeping. And I guess the reason I was weeping is because I didn't think I'd ever go back there. And I was leaving my brothers and my sisters. But you know, I don't feel like weeping today because I know I'm coming back to New York.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. But the Lord is so good. It's just, He just really touched my heart this morning just sitting here in His presence. When we establish relationships, you know, in the world, when people die, people cry because they know they'll never see that person again. That's what they think. But see, praise God, we don't have that as the body of Christ. We know that we'll all be together again someday.
Yeah.
Amen?
Amen?
Hallelujah. I mean, we prayed with people on the streets yesterday.
Hallelujah.
And I like praying with Hispanic people. I mean, the Lord is teaching me Espanol, little by little. Enough to get them born again and tell them to read the Bible and find a good church. And that's more follow-up than I ever had. And I just, but my heart just really went out to the people here. Not only in New York, but New Jersey. You know, we count people because people count. I shared that Friday night when we were here. We're not into this for numbers to glorify ourselves. We count people because they count to God. And God loves them. There's a book in the Bible called Numbers. It's important to God. People are important. If there's 11 million people in New York, that's what I heard. I don't know if that's true or not. Might be 8 to 11 or whatever. Every one of those people are a number. You know, we're a number in the eyes of the world also. You're a social security number. You're on a computer. Everybody, the world's got your number, I might say. In fact, last week I was awakened. Well, I wasn't awakened. I was just resting at 11 o'clock at night in Minneapolis, and the phone rang at my house. And we have this tract that we brought with us, Have You Heard the Good News? And some person called up and says, are you Alex Nicholas Kim Jr.? I said, yes, I am. I mean, here it's 11 o'clock, you know. Yes, I found this brochure. My son brought this brochure home. It's got a question mark on it. And it says, have you heard the good news? He said, I'm really concerned about this. I said, what's your concern? Well, he said, well, the person that distributed it just walked up to our car and just threw it in the car or whatever. And he was from another state. And I got kind of in the flesh a little bit. I says, how did you get my name? He goes, I just punched in your name on my computer, and your name came up, and your address came up, and your phone number came up. Isn't that amazing? Hey, we're living in the last days of time. I couldn't believe it. So I said to him, what's your name? Because I didn't have it. I wasn't on the net. But to make a long story short, I always try to turn every situation around for Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
I ended up started preaching to the man, and well, of course he didn't want to hear it. And, well, what kind of church you belong to? I said, born again, filled with the Holy Ghost, we love God and hate the devil.
Yes.
Well, I go to church too. Well, so does the devil.
Yes.
Amen. I read my Bible every day. Well, the devil knows what the Bible says. He just perverts it a little bit, you know, like money is the root of all evil and everything, you know? No, the Bible says for the love of money is the root of all evil. But Satan says money is the root of all evil. Have you ever found those people that they know two scriptures, even in the world? Amen? Jesus turned the water to wine. That's the scriptures they know. Oh yeah, if you see the poor, you're supposed to give to them. We have people all the time. That's the truth. We do give to poor people. But you know, you got to have wisdom too. One day I was out ministering in the streets of Minneapolis. This one man walked up to me and says, hey man, I haven't had nothing to eat for 3 days. Well, I used to fast for a couple days before I went. I says, either have I. He goes, would you give me some money to eat? And I said, I really don't feel led to. No, I won't, sir. Well, I had this one guy who was out for the first time, reaches in his pocket, pulls out a $10 bill and hands it to this guy. And he gives it to the guy. The guy turns around. He's got a fifth of whiskey hanging out of his back pocket. He probably went to buy another one. One thing I learned about evangelism, the more you do this, the more wisdom God gives you.
That's
true. Proverbs 11:30 says, the fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, and he that winneth souls is wise.
Yeah.
You want more wisdom? Start winning souls.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
James chapter 1 says, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, and it shall be given him.
Yes.
Ask for wisdom. Ask for souls. Ask of me, and I'll give you the heathen for thine inheritance,
yeah.
And the uttermost parts of the earth for thy possession. Thank God for this city.
Yeah.
It'll never be the same.
Amen.
You just have to believe that. You have to walk by faith and not by sight.
That's right.
Hallelujah. God is changing. Faith exchange. People are exchanging death for life.
That's right.
Cursing for blessing.
Amen.
Poverty for prosperity.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. But I'm so blessed what the Lord has already done since Friday. I think we actually got out on the streets. What time was it? About 2:30, 3 o'clock in the afternoon? 815 people have accepted Jesus Christ into their hearts. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We've filled this room about 8 times. From all over the world. People from all over the world. Jesus said in Mark 16, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. There's a lot of creatures crawling around New York today. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation. Hallelujah! We're ministers. If you're a born-again child of God, you're a minister of reconciliation. You don't have to stand behind this pulpit. Go stand out on a street corner.
You've
got to be bold for God. Proverbs 28, it says, the wicked flee when no man pursueth, but the righteous are as bold as a lion. Hallelujah. And we are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Because he made him to be sin for us who knew no sin. We're the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. We're bold as lions. Some people tell me, I'm not as bold as you are. First of all, I got to quit saying that. Faith comes by hearing and hearing. The more you say that, the more you believe it. But when you believe Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. See, this is a can-do religion. A lot of people may have said, I can't go out in the streets like you do. Quit saying that. You can do all things through Christ. Hallelujah. The world is just waiting to hear what you have to say. We don't talk to everybody. You just go by the Spirit. It said in the Word of God, those that are led by the Spirit of God are the sons and daughters of God. We're led by the Spirit of God. I share this in Minneapolis. A lot of people tell me in the church, I don't feel led to go out witnessing. I say, get the lead out. Hallelujah. Get the lead out. Yeah, there's a lot of weights that's easily beset it. First, we've got to get the sin out. Amen?
Amen?
See, the more you get the word in, the more the world goes.
That's right.
The Bible tells us we're washed by the water by the word of God.
Amen.
We are cleansed. You're clean through the word which I've spoken unto you, Jesus said in John 15. That's why it's important for us, once we accept Christ, to get into his word, to meditate on the word day and night. Then we'll be like trees planted by the rivers of water. We'll bring forth fruit, and that fruit will remain.
Yes, it will.
I don't care what the devil says to you. I'll just share a couple testimonies of what's happened in my life. There was a man one day in Minneapolis. He was walking on a street in a bad side of town in Minneapolis. I walked up to him and said, hey, man, can I give you some good news? He said, boy, I sure could use some. He said, my wife just left me. I got twin babies, he said, about 2 years old. I don't have a job. I don't have a car. And I'm on crack cocaine. I said, can I give you some good news, man? My name's Nick Kim. Jesus Christ delivered me from alcohol. I used to be falling down drunk. I want to tell you something, man. Jesus loves you as much as he does me.
Right.
He does, the guy said. I said, sure he does. That's why I love this church. I heard it already, speaking through the pastors.
Yes.
Exactly what our ministry does. We don't judge people. We don't condemn people. We love people. Because that's what Jesus Christ did. And I just loved him, and I just told him he was precious, and God had a plan and purpose for his life,
right.
And the devil came to rob, kill him, to destroy him, but Jesus came that he might have life and have it more abundantly.
Yes.
And he got faith, and he got saved.
Hallelujah.
4 years later, I'm walking through the same area of town. There's a man sitting in an 85 Cadillac. Screams out the window and goes, "Hey, Nick." Turned around, walked up to the car, looked in. He goes, "You remember me?" And the Holy Ghost brought his name to my remembrance. I go, "Yeah, Stanley Wiggins, how you doing?" He goes, "You can see I'm doing better than I was 4 years ago." Car. Then he turned to the back seat and he said, "You can see I got my family back." And he says, "You know, ever since I prayed with you, I've never touched drugs again." Hallelujah! What happened to the follow-up? I never saw him again. But the Holy Ghost follows up on people. Acts chapter 8, if you have a Bible, turn with me. Glory to God. Acts chapter 8. I'm a walker. Hallelujah. Acts chapter 8, verse 26. It said, "The angel of the Lord spake unto Philip, saying, Arise and go toward the south unto the way that goeth down from Jerusalem unto Gaza, which is desert. And he arose and went." See, he wasn't just a hearer of it. He was a doer of it. "He arose and went, and behold, a man of Ethiopia, a eunuch of great authority unto Candace, queen of the Ethiopians, who had the charge of all her treasure, and had come to Jerusalem for to worship, was returning and sitting in his chariot, and read Isaiah the prophet. Then the Spirit said unto Philip, Go near and join thyself to this chariot. And Philip ran thither to him, and heard him read the prophet Isaiah, and said, Understandest thou what thou readest? And he said, How can I, except some man should guide me? And he desired Philip that he would come up and sit with him." We sat with people yesterday. Sat with them, talked to them. We went up, the Spirit said, go talk to that person. Again, like I say, I don't talk to everybody. I go by the Spirit of God. I might not be able to get through to them, but you can. We're all different members. One body, different members, but we're all just as important. Amen? Hallelujah. Verse 32, the place of the scripture which he read was this: "He was led as a sheep to the slaughter, like a lamb dumb before a shearer, so opened he not his mouth. In his humiliation his judgment was taken away, and who shall declare his generation? For his life is taken from the earth." And the eunuch answered Philip and said, "I pray thee, of whom speaketh the prophet this, of himself or of some other man?" Here's the key to evangelism, the next verse. Verse 35, "Then Philip opened his mouth and began at the same scripture and preached unto him Jesus."
That's right.
That's the key. Romans 10:14 says, how can they hear without a preacher? Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. "And as they went on their way, they came unto a certain water. The eunuch said, See, here is water. What doth hinder me to be baptized? Philip said, If thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest. He answered and said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God."
Yes.
You know, a lot of people in New York believe that.
Yes.
They're in church right now. They're sitting in a Catholic church, the Lutheran church, the Presbyterian church. Amen. The Methodist, Baptist. They believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Just like the eunuch did. "And he commanded the chariot to stand still," verse 38, "and they went down both into the water, both Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized him. When they were come up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord caught away Philip, that the eunuch saw him no more." The eunuch saw him no more. "And he went on his way rejoicing."
That's right.
The eunuch never saw Philip again. A lot of people that I prayed with in New York on Friday and Saturday, and today, because I'm going to pray with people today,
amen,
they might not see me again until I get to heaven. Amen?
Amen.
But I believe they'll be there.
Oh, yes.
I believe the Word of God's incorruptible seed that lives and abides forever, never returns to God void, always prospers where it's sent, accomplishes what God would have it please.
Yes.
The Bible said one plants, one waters, but God gives the increase.
Yes.
The Bible says God adds to the church daily such as should be saved. People should be saved today.
Yes.
If they won't get saved if we don't go tell them.
Amen.
Mark 16 said, go into all the world, preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned.
Yes.
Same as John 3:17. For God sent not a son of the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already.
Right.
If they don't believe, they're condemned already. They're judged already. That's what the word condemned means, judged. We don't need to judge them.
Amen.
The only difference between us and them is Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I don't know if you've ever heard of Ray McCauley.
Oh, no.
You know him? Yeah. Hallelujah. He came to our church one day and said he had a Holy Ghost meeting. He was so excited. He walked out. He's going back to his hotel and he saw these three drunks wavering down the hallway. And he goes, oh, my Lord. And he said the Holy Ghost arrested him and said, Ray, the only difference between you and them is me.
Yeah, that's right.
That's right.
That's the difference. The Bible tells us my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. I was going to hell because I didn't hear that I had to be born again. These people out here have never heard of some of them. He said, go tell it. We used to sing a song. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is Lord. Amen? Of course, they don't sing those songs anymore in the public school system. Can't celebrate Christmas. It's winter break now. Easter's spring break. But how about Halloween, huh? Got pictures of witches on the windows. Got their pumpkins out there, huh? Isn't it crazy? Double standard we live in. Amen? Yeah, you can't hand out letters on the stock exchange. You can do everything else, though. No, we can do all things through Christ. We're going to continue. Hallelujah. Having done all to stand there for. We're in a war today. Paul said the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. Bringing to captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. We have power in us. God's anointed you with the Holy Ghost and power. What for? To come to church? That's part of it. He's anointed you with Holy Ghost power that you go about all New York doing good and healing all that are oppressed of the devil, for God is with you. And if God be for you, who could be against you? The Lord's on your side. What should you fear what man can do unto you? See, God didn't give you the spirit of fear, but a power, love, and of a sound mind. Because greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. The Bible says we're above only, not beneath. We're the head, not the tail. We're blessed going in the city. We're blessed coming out of the city. Hallelujah. Praise God. I've been blessed since I've been here. I'm going to be blessed going out of here. Yeah. Hallelujah. Because that's what the Word of God says. See, all we have to do is believe the Word.
Thank you.
Believe the Word, speak the Word. Yeah. Confess the Word. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Yeah. We need the Word in our lives. The more Word you get, the more you want to sin. That's why a lot of Christians aren't doing what we're doing. Because they're living in sin. It's easy to say, oh, I love the Lord. But the Bible says, you know my people by the fruit that they bear too. We have to bear fruit. I'm not talking about you've been saved for 10 minutes. You're still smoking cigarettes and everything else. Amen? I mean, I got saved August 22nd, 1976. I laid down the beer bottle December 24th, 1977. But from August 22nd, 1976 to December 24th, 1977, I didn't get drunk anymore. I had a beer once in a while. But one day I was hiding from my relatives. Christmas Eve. I'm out in the kitchen. That's the last beer I ever guzzled in my life. Because they knew I was a Christian. And I went and I was, oh. And the Holy Ghost says, what are you ashamed for? Go out and drink in front of them. No, I put it down, haven't touched one since. Hallelujah! Someone didn't come up to me and point their finger. You're going to hell because you drink a beer. No, the Holy Spirit's a gentleman. He said, Nick, you don't need that no more.
That's right.
Amen. Amen. I tell people on the street, I drink all I want to drink.
Right.
And their eyes light up. You do?